This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
If Joe Flacco's winning games, but like, what is that actual number that Joe Flacco has to be winning in order for us to say, okay, fine, we're cool with Shador just kind of taking a back seat, or Dillon Gabriel, or Kenny Pickett, but more so Shador in this conversation? Hey, does he have to be a 6-2 quarterback to start off? Like, there's got to be a line there.
I think 500 is probably that line, because I think that probably is contention, or maybe it's even a game below 500. If Joe Flacco starts 2-4 through those first six brutal games, as we've talked about.
Yeah.
Is that good enough for him to keep his job? I don't know, but I also don't know that it's bad enough for him to lose his job. So, I think a lot of this matters to access. We're not going to be privy to what these guys look like throughout the week in practice. We are not going to know, once training camp is over, what Kenny Pickett looks like, what Shador Sanders looks like, what Dillon Gabriel looks like. We are not going to have our eyes on that.
Right, but there'll be enough people around the building that will have their eyes on it. And like, one thing I love about this mandatory part of minicamp is that you get the veterans in there, and veterans can't keep their mouth shut. Veterans just tell, you're a reporter, NBA reporter, you know how this goes.
Sure.
The veterans are the ones that have the relationships with the reporters, they have the relationships with the people, and they're the ones that loose lips sink ships. Like, they're the ones that'll tell you in many ways what exactly is going on. So I'm not really worried about it getting to a spot where we're like, Flacco looks leaps and bounds better than everyone and we just don't even know it. I think if Flacco looks the best and starts the season off, I think we'll be very well aware of it. It's just, at what point do they actually make the pivot? And Albert's suggesting if they keep winning, or at least they believe that Flacco gives them the best chance to win, they have no reason to move off of Joe Flacco. And I think that's interesting, because it ties Stefanski's job to this season, by the way. If I'm Stefanski, one of the things that I'm kind of excited about is that whether it's Shador, whether it's Gabriel, whether it's Kenny Pickett, I got to get out of jail free card. If the season goes sideways, most coaches, you would agree, Danny, if it's 0-6 to start the season, you're not only on the hottest of seats that you can get, you're basically 1 foot out the door. You should be gone at that point. 0-6 after a 3-win season last year. Not many people keep their jobs after that. What Stefanski has, and like, you really can latch on to, is that, oh, you haven't seen what I've done with Shador Sanders yet. You haven't seen what I've done with the other quarterbacks yet. Joe Flacco was the taste. That was the appetizer. I'm going to bring you out the main entree now. This is the second act. This is the other part of the season that I'm going to latch into and really show you guys what I can do. And so I have a hard time thinking that Stefanski is just going to say, if they go 0-6, I'm going to run Joe Flacco out there. Like, the wins do have to come, but at what point do you then say, I got to see what these rookies have as well?
Well, there was a word that Albert mentioned that I think makes a lot of sense, and that word is contention. If the Browns are in contention, like, at 0-6, you know, okay, this team is not going to the playoffs, and they're certainly not going to the playoffs as constructed if they were to be 0-6. Like, they would have to change something, and the easiest thing to change there is the quarterback position to make some sort of run. I think it's fair to say, I'm going to speak for you here, but both you and I don't expect that to happen. We do not expect this team to be a playoff team.
It's a fair assumption by you.
Thank you. I felt safe doing that. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but those ones I were comfortable saying for you. So if that's the case...
Mac, you want to make the joke, or should I? We work too much with Nick here. We just got worried about you putting things in our mouth.
Easy
all
now.
That was
well done. But easy now.
If that's where you want to go.
That's all we were concerned about there. Why did my brain turn into this now? in the short time. I've known Nick for 9 years. Now everything goes that way, Mac.
I mean, in the words of Nick,
my mouth gets me more in trouble than anybody else.
There we go. Just paying homage to the big guy. All right, what else?
It makes more sense that somebody called you Nick on air earlier this week now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know how you become like the five people you spend the most time with in life? Uh-huh. That's what's happening. I spend the most time with Nick. I spend more time with Nick than just about anybody else on planet Earth. And I don't have a brain that goes to dirty innuendos at all. And now all of a sudden I do. You can't make a coherent Browns thought without me getting sidetracked. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think we should be worried when you start turning into Mac.
Well, I don't hang out with Mac that much.
But, I mean, you're around him for
Mac's,
5 hours
Mac's
every day.
On the other side of the glass. I spend maybe 25 words in total with Mac. And it's like, so Mac, how's that second baseman at AAA doing? And he's like, no, not today. That was yesterday. We're talking about the single A second baseman now. And I say, I'm sorry, Mac. And that's our conversation.
But getting back to the Browns quarterback thing, it's if they're in contention, you don't make a change. What is contention? That is something that obviously does not have a black and white scenarios where you could be 2-4 and you could say, no, we are still in the hunt. Like we're at the bottom of that graphic that they're going to put up on Sunday Night Football. It says in the hunt, we're the last one. So we're still in contention. But I do think that, and you bring up a good point about Stefanski having that get out of jail free card. I think you can kind of say that about his job in total, right? Because he has spent a lot of time trying to make things work with an absolute lemon of a quarterback in Deshaun Watson. And mm-hmm. that stuff's not all his fault that Deshaun doesn't know how to play football anymore, cannot function as a football player. That has really clouded the job that he's done. Because I think you could make the case that other than Deshaun Watson, Kevin Stefanski has gotten the most out of every quarterback that he's had at that point in their career. Now, Baker Mayfield has gone off to do some really good things after a couple of other organizations gave up on him after the Browns did.
Right.
But before he had this reemergence in Tampa, his best days were under Kevin Stefanski as a member of the Cleveland Browns.
Sure.
You could say that about Jacoby Brissett. You could say that about Nick Mullins, who he almost won a game with at one point. So maybe you can get him to say, okay, well, we need to see you do that with a young guy.
That's what Stefanski's got to latch on to. He's got to be like, hey, listen, the magic trick I'm going to pull off here is taking Shador Sanders from the fifth round and making him a competent quarterback, making him somebody that you can play in the NFL with and not only play but win with. But if you never get there, then what's he going to do? You know, I'm going to be so unimpressed if you win 7 games with Joe Flacco, but you held with him to week 14 because you're like, hey, we're in the hunt graphic, and CBS thinks we have a chance for an outside chance for the playoffs. In fact, I'd make an argument that's a disaster zone for the Browns. If the season ends where you win, and listen, the first 6 weeks we can go through and talk about until we're blue in the face. But if you end this season with 7 wins and Joe Flacco has played all 17 games, that is the biggest waste of a season I can possibly dream up. It tells me a couple things. One, you're not going to have a great draft pick, so you're going to have to use both of those picks to try to hop up and get one of the quarterbacks. And two, you have no idea what you have in Shador Sanders or Dylan Gabriel. It is a flat out zero idea.
This might sound insane. I think that is more of a fireable offense than going 3-14. I think there
going
are more
going 17 games
to,
with Flacco and winning 7 games.
I think there's more grounds to fire Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barrett.
But you're
going to
hear
10.
People like Albert Breer, because Albert, I mean, he knows football guys. He's been around football guys his whole entire life. And you're a football guy yourself, too. Like, you know how this works. It's very hard to tell them, hey, we're not going to field a competitive team, and we're not going to do this, and we're not going to do that when these guys want to win. The argument I would have is I'm more concerned about whether or not Shador Sanders can take you to a higher level. I need to find out those answers. Why do you think that's more fireable?
Because my thing would be you have to know what you are. You have to like define a competitive team. If you win 7 games, you're not a competitive team.
No.
You're not a competitive team. You are a below average football team. That's not competitive.
So like, what are we dealing with? If Flacco wins 11 games or something insane, the percentage odds you have of Joe Flacco winning 11 games this year, if it's anything more than 2%, I'll be shocked.
I think that is.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I think that's too much.
I'm being generous with the 2%.
Yeah, I think that's generous.
I know. I didn't want to be insulting to Joe, but let's be insulting a little
this
bit.
This isn't going to be some magical ride. They're not going to be a very good team. Now, you could come back and say, well, if Kevin Stefanski gets this roster with this quarterback room to win seven games, that's wildly impressive. And I think on the surface it is, but you don't learn anything, because if you win seven games with Joe Flacco starting all 17 of them, you are not in a better spot next year than you are right now. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think the entire purpose of this season is to make sure that this organization is in a better spot 12 months from right now than it is today. Yeah. And if you go 7-10 next year and Joe Flacco is the guy the whole time, you can't expect him to be that guy again next year. That's not a fair thing to expect out of him. And you don't know what you have. And you didn't get to draft a franchise quarterback. I'm not saying they have to be just horrific Hugh Jackson level Browns this year, because I don't think that's fun for everybody. And I think that they will win a few games because Kevin Stefanski is a good coach. But I also think at a certain point, it doesn't make sense to start the 40-year-old quarterback 17 times.
Nick Wright was on Colin Cowherd earlier in the day, and this is what he had to say about whether or not if Shador doesn't ever see the field this season and you do in fact get Flacco for 17. Here we go.
If Shador does not start games for the Browns this year, it's a major disappointment. And I know some people might be like, guys, he was a fifth round pick. He's not supposed to. I understand that. But here is how I look at it. I don't think they're going to keep four quarterbacks. My guess would be Flacco and Pickett are competing to be the starter. And whoever is not the starter of those two veterans, the Browns will try to trade one of them for like a conditional seventh to another team. And then they will want to roster both of their draft picks, because you can't put one of them on practice squad. Another team could then just take him. So Shador's first objective should be, can I beat out Dylan Gabriel for the backup quarterback job?
Yeah, he's not wrong. Like, this is going to be a layered and a process. This is going to be, you got to walk to crawl to run type thing. If you're Shador Sanders, your first objective is beat out Dylan Gabriel. But the sad part about this, and this is out of his control, and this is the part I hate for Shador, you can't control how good or bad Joe Flacco is. If Joe Flacco's great, and it, like, if Albert Breer is right, and that winning is all that matters for this season for this team and what Joe Flacco does, well, then you are taking something out of your hands there. Because if Joe Flacco wins a bunch of games, sorry, Shador, you're not going to be able to see the field.
I just don't think that's going to happen, though.
I don't either.
That's what I keep coming back to, is that the magical, what was it, six games, five games, however long that run was.
And the wheels were starting to fall off the bus anyway. He threw the two interceptions in the playoff game against the Texans, and we all acted like he was a god in that game for some reason, and I never really understood it.
I mean, he had pick sixes in how many games? Like, he threw one against the Jets. He was Joe Flacco.
Like, four 300-yard games, though, and I think that's... So I think that's the part of this, though. Because we think about this schedule in the first six games. Joe Burrow into Lamar Jackson, into Jordan Love, into Jared Goff and the Lions, then into basically the first year we see of J.J. McCarthy, and then into Aaron Rodgers. Like, there will be one or two of these games where you look at it and say, whoa, Joe Flacco's stat line kicks Joe Burrow's stat line in the butt. Like, Joe Flacco looks a million times better than Jordan Love looked in that game. We might have lost, but he looked a million times better. And that's part of the Joe Flacco intrigue. Even though I'm with you, I think the wheels are going to fall off the bus. It's not going to be sustainable, but he's got just enough in him where he's got a chance to, in some of these bigger primetime matchups, at least from a quarterback standpoint, you're going to look around and say to yourself, man, Joe really does look pretty good there.
Because he kind of is just a more mature Jameis Winston, right? Like, Jameis Winston had some games. You go back to that Denver game, incredible stat line.
Yeah.
Threw for almost 500 yards, threw for over 600 yards when you add the pick six.
He did not outdo a Bo Nix in that one, though. Bo Nix looked exceptional, but I know what you're saying.
But that's kind of what Joe Flacco is, and that's who he was in this first run. It's just that those pick sixes and interception didn't kill them.
That'll be tempting enough for guys like Stefanski, though. I would
advise, because it wasn't with Jameis Winston.
I would advise the mixed bag The question mark that is Shedeur Sanders will be the more enticing part when he starts losing games. And he'll be like, look what I can do with this guy. But I do think the idea that Joe Flacco is going to have a couple 300-yard games in here, he's going to have these, he'll have moments. Flacco. He's going to have moments.
He will, but they're not going to. And I think part of the thing, too, so he was Joe Flacco during that run where he turned the ball over. He threw for crazy yards, threw for a lot of touchdowns, but was not the consistent great quarterback that you need. And that roster, I think, was much better than this roster, too. That's part of the reason why they could win games is they had more talent around them. They don't have that right now. This is not a roster that I think is as talented as the one that went to the playoffs a few years ago.
216-474-0092. All right, 520. Danny obviously covers the Cavs. We'll get into a Cavs conversation with Danny at 520. We got the lead at 5 o'clock. We come on back. I made a change. I made a life change, and it surprised even myself. I'll tell you what that is and more when we come on back. It's Afternoon Drive. Jonathan Pino and Danny Cunningham with you guys right here on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.